Man, Fred's like, I'm not quite awake, but I'm with you. Good morning. How's everyone doing? Are we excited about being in the presence of the Lord this morning? Hallelujah. I got a yes back there. Right on. I'll give you guys a few more moments to come to your chairs, and then we're gonna start with a word of prayer, glorifying our God this morning. Amen. Wow, look at me. I turned my back and you guys are ready for me this morning. Hallelujah. If we could, let's all gather together and let's lift up a prayer to our Lord and Savior. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, so much that we could come and worship you, Lord. God, we thank you for everything. Lord, let us not, God, just be content, but God, to hunger more and thirst more for you, God, for your righteousness, God, for your glory, God, and God, for you to be lifted on high, Lord Jesus. God, will you just help us, God, what it means to be set apart, Lord Jesus. God, for your purpose, God, for your kingdom, God. God, let your kingdom come, God. Your will be done, Lord Jesus. God, we want that here this morning as we worship you. So whatever it takes, Lord, that we have to lay it down before you, God. Lord, would you reveal that to us, Lord Jesus, so that we can get rid of that, Lord. And God, we can come to you, God, with clean hands and a pure heart, Lord Jesus, that we can worship you in spirit and truth here this morning, God. We want to give you thanks for how amazing you are, Lord Jesus. And everyone said, amen. And don't we serve an amazing God? And don't you guys want to be with him every moment of your life, every second? All right, then join with me on this song here.
Now can't
church. We're singing.
We're singing. La 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 la. We're singing la 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 la
to the King.
La 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 la.
Waves of mercy,
waves of mercy, waves of grace. Everywhere I look,
I see your face.
Your love has captured me.
Waves of mercy, one more time, church.
Waves of mercy, waves of grace. Everywhere I look,
I see your face.
Your love has captured me. Oh, my God, this love, how can it be? How can it be?
One more time, church, how can it be?
How can it be? How can it be?
Here we go. Lower, can we have a clap offering of praise to the King? Hallelujah. How can it be, God? So amazing. And if we would at this time, let's greet one another with a hug and a smile.
You're short, but not that short. Hey, everybody. Welcome. Pathway of Hope. Really excited that you are here this morning. If you were here with us last Sunday, you know that we talked about thinking globally. We talked about missions. We prayed for everything going on over in the country of Haiti. And I want to show you a short video right now about what's going on over in Haiti that Foursquare is involved in.
When the earthquake hit Haiti on January 12th, the Foursquare Church quickly mobilized to assist our Foursquare family members in their hour of greatest need. Foursquare has had a presence in Haiti for more than 25 years, with more than 3,000 Foursquare family members. We all felt great compassion for the people of this nation, and immediately we as a Foursquare family joined our hearts together with theirs in prayer and faith for God to bring healing and hope in this most critical hour. There are several ways in which you can partner with us to reach the people of Haiti in this critical time. Join us in ongoing prayer for the people of this country. Give. Your generous donations will help make a difference for the people of Haiti. Go. For more information on Foursquare teams that will be going to Haiti, go to fmi.foursquare.org/go-teams. Foursquare Missions International. People making a world of difference, one life at a time.
That is cool. That is what Foursquare is about. Not only reaching us, and not only teaching about God's love to us, but also reaching around the world. That was the founder, Amy Semple McPherson's heart, was to help win the souls for Jesus, the lost souls for Jesus and for God's kingdom, but also to help in practical ways. So it's awesome that we are a part of that. And in your bulletins inside, there is a offering envelope. And on it, there's a part where it says missions offering. If you want, that goes to that general missions fund whenever we have a need somewhere. But if you wanted to mark on it just specifically for Haiti, then we could do that too for you. So, but you can, that is where that helps, is for spreading the gospel around the world with the missions offering. And then also in there is the connection. There's a connection card in there. If you can put your information, if you're a first-time guest, or if you want to update any, like, changes, cell phone, address, and stuff, we would appreciate that so we can keep in touch with you. And then Pathway Happenings. We have lots of different notes, but I just want to let you know one thing that we're doing is the God Chaser Study. We're going to start that the week of February 1st. And so we have different homes, different times, different days that it's available, and you can go ahead and look at that table with the black tablecloth, and there's different sign-up sheets. Go ahead and look at that. And the book is $15, but remember, if you cannot afford it, talk to Pastor Doug, because we want everybody to participate in this, and we don't want money to be an issue. So you can go ahead and sign up over there. That is going to be cool. We're going to be starting that. It'll be a really good time. It's a great study. And then to start the year off right, there is a video. Remember, Chris Bauernfein had mentioned that conference she had gone to where the videos, she has those. And so they're going to be having at Chris and Carl's house, they're going to be having on Wednesday night, the 27th, the DVDs. So those who want to go to their home at 6:30 and watch it, go ahead and sign up on the sheet over there also on that table with the black tablecloth. And then another thing is, like, remember the youth, we forgot to change the day again. So it is Thursdays. It's still on Thursdays. And they meet at the Golden Ranch Fire Department over there. And then the men's is still on Thursdays. We have the Women's Bible Study group that, or it's called Women's Fellowship Group, on Monday nights. We just started the book, the Purpose-Driven Life. So you can come with us. We're going through that at a slow pace. It's at my home on Monday nights at 6:30, and you can join us. A lot of us have been through that. I have extra books if you need a book. And then the Super Bowl party. We don't have that listed in here, but that's going to be Super Bowl Sunday, February 7th, and that's going to be at the Kemper's house. So we'll have information about that coming up. And if you want to bring something, we'll tell you more about the time too. And if you want to bring something, you're more than welcome to bring something like a snack or something. No, they're not more than welcome to bring something like a snack or something. No, just come. Oh, you always have a lot of food, so don't, just come. Free, come and enjoy and have a good time. You can't come, but everybody else can come because you can explain later why you can't come. I told them we're blocking that. You know, there's a joke, and Pastor Doug can tell you the joke of why I said that. So, but anyways, go ahead and look through the Pathway Happenings. There's lots happening, and we would love for you to come and join us with whatever works out with your schedule and time. Thank you.
Awesome. If we could, let's rise to our feet again. You know, what's really cool, this is what I love about church, and it's about family, you know, when we think about it. We have moments where, you know, that we can come together and we can really dive in deep and be able to confess and be set free. And then there's those moments that are just as important where we come together and we just fellowship. You know that? that we come together and we just hang out, just love on one another, you know? And so we have to have those moments, right? And you know that if you're married out there, that, you know, it's very important just sometimes just hanging out with your spouse, you know? It's very important to just to be comfortable with them. We need to be that way with each other, or we won't be able to go deep, or we won't be able to reach to the depths of each other's hearts, because we won't really know each other. So it's real important that we do that. All right. I said what I had to say. If you would, let's continue just to go deep with our Lord Jesus. This morning, there's so much going on around us that the enemy doesn't want us to see, doesn't want us to open up our hearts to the Lord completely, but to keep it partially closed to the things that he has for you. Because if he can keep us in those kind of chains and in those kind of bondage, then we will never be able to reach out. We will never be able to reach the hurt, the lost, and the dying. But I believe in all of my heart that Pathway is on a track right now, that we are going to cleanse those hearts. We're going to cleanse the path. We're going to take everything that's in our way, and we're going to throw it to the side, and we're going to chase after God. And we're not going to let anything stand against us, because God is for us. You believe me, church? I believe that pathway is on that track right now. And with that, I need us this morning to really examine our hearts. Is our hearts growing cold? Are they dampening out? Are there things in your life right now that are standing in the way? If there are, this opportunity this morning always stands. It stands every moment that you have breath. We're going to lay it down this morning, and we're going to proclaim, Lord, light the fire again inside of me, God. Whatever it takes, I want that passion back, God. I want to return to my first love for my King. So head over heels in love that I'd be willing to do whatever he said, whenever he said it. I'd live for my King. You want to do that, church, this morning? Let's sing this song with a little conviction, shall we? All right, let's start. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. Lord, I'm fire again. Yeah. Oh, Lord, I'm fire again. Oh, Lord, I'm fire again. Lord, I'm the fire again. Oh,
don't let my love,
don't let my love go cold. I'm calling out, light the fire again. Don't let my vision die. I'm calling out, light the fire again.
To our weekly ministry of prayer time. If our prayer teams would be available over here to the left. If you have anything on your mind that needs to be prayed for, come and pray with these folks that have the gift of intercession and are just there to bless you and to lift you up and pray alongside you for these things. God has something special to say to you today. But you're only going to hear it if your mind is prepared to hear it. If you're distracted, if you got other stuff going on, other things that are on your mind, clear those things out before God can speak to you today. Just give them up to God. Lay them down. Lay your problems down at the foot of that cross. And let him worry about them. Let's worship together. Oh, Holy Spirit,
covered will be my guide. If the storm is raging, there's a battle for my soul. I will keep proclaiming that I am yours and yours alone. Even when I'm tempted to look the other way, you will be my refuge that I will run to every day.
Holy Spirit, come take control. We've got to let go. Hallelujah. And no greater place to be than in His arms.
We fall down, we lay our crown at the feet of Jesus. The greatness of His mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. And we cry, holy, 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 we cry.
Let us cry holy, Lord Jesus. We fall down, we lay our crown at the feet of Jesus. The greatness of His mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. We cry, holy, holy, holy. We cry, holy, holy, holy. And we cry, holy, holy, holy. Here's the Lamb. So holy, Lord. Let Him speak to your heart now. Just let the presence of the Spirit just come inside of you this morning. Hallelujah. Would you allow Him to set you apart, make Him holy like He is holy. Let Him make you holy like He is holy. Hallelujah. Lord, I want to be like You, Lord. I want to be holy like My King, Lord. And I want everything I do, I want. My King, oh, everything that I do, everything I want to bring glory, glory. I want to be holy, holy like my King. Oh, oh, everything I have all inside of me. Oh, I want to be holy, holy like my King. Oh, I want everything I want. Glory, glory to Your name. Oh, glory, glory to Your name. Glory, glory. Glory, glory to my King. Oh, Lord, my heart just wants to sing. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
lift your voice, lift up to Him whatever's on your heart, whatever it is that's piercing and pounding inside of you that you need to let out. And you just need to tell the King that you're in love with Him, and that you do desire that passion, and that you do desire to be set apart so that God can have all of you and not just a part. Would you just let that happen this morning? Would you just sing out to Him?
Oh, you are holy.
Let the Spirit take control. Gotta let go of everything to my King.
We cry, holy, holy, holy. We cry, holy.
Our prayer this morning is that you would make us holy like you are. We want to be like you, Jesus. In your precious name, amen. You can be seated, prayer teams. When you're finished, you can be seated, worship team as well. Thank you very much. We're going to worship the Lord. We're going to continue to worship the Lord right now by celebrating His tithes and our offerings. If our ushers would be prepared, let's have a word of prayer over today's tithes and offerings. Lord Jesus, we just thank you so much for what you're doing in this church, Lord. You are so holy and amazing and awesome. And Lord, we just lift this service up to you. We lift these tithes and offerings up to you, Lord. We ask that you take them, bless them, multiply them. In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead, ushers. I want to encourage you all to be here next Sunday. As well, I'm really glad that you're here today, but be here next Sunday as well, because next Sunday we've got a couple special things going on. We're kicking off our God Chasers series, a sermon series and small group series. It's more of a campaign, because we're going to be spending Sundays and small groups on it. So be here next Sunday for the kickoff of our God Chasers campaign. And also, we've got a special presentation next Sunday of our children's ministries is going to be performing for you up here, doing some singing and some showing you some of the Bible verses that they've been learning in Bible club and back in Sunday school, and we just want to get them out front and give them a chance to show off a little bit about what God's been teaching them in their little lives. And also, we're going to have a baby dedication next week as well, so I encourage you guys to be here next Sunday. It's going to be a special Sunday. It's going to be a celebration. It's going to be awesome, so be here, okay? Speaking of God chasers, don't forget to stop by and sign up if you haven't already at the table with the black tablecloth there. There's spots open in just about every night, every night and day that's going to be having the God Chasers Bible study. So sign up on a night that suits you, and it's going to be awesome. I want everybody who can to participate in it. And even if you don't have a night free and you can't be in a small group, get the book. You know, you can probably find it at used bookstores around here. You can find it on eBay or Amazon.com. You can buy it from us for $15 and just, you know, read along with us. We're doing a chapter a week, so just read a chapter a week. Even if you can't be a part of the small group study, it will still help enhance the experience of what we're going to be doing over that 10-week period. So it's going to be terrific. I encourage you guys to participate. All right? Yeah. So, we've been in this series since the new year. This is the final week of our series on new beginnings. And we've been learning a Bible verse together. We've been memorizing scripture together as a part of this series. And that's 2 Corinthians 5:17. Do you guys know it? You guys been studying it, memorizing it? 2 Corinthians 5:17. Let's all say it together. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. And that is what was coming through my mind as we were singing that last song about we bow down and lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus and holy, holy, holy. And what was going through my mind is, wow, God, you are so holy, and I want to be like you. Make me new. Make me a new creation. Make me more and more like you every day. And that's what he wants to do in every one of our lives. We got to submit to him, though. We got to turn it over to him. The things in our lives that are keeping us from being more like him. Right? The sin, the misplaced priorities, the idolatry, putting things ahead of God in our lives. If we turn all those things over to him, then he will transform us and make us more and more like him every day. A new creation. Amen? Yeah. What I want to talk to you about today, though, is fresh passion. I've been, I kind of play this game with myself at the airport sometimes, sitting there waiting for my plane and stuff. We fly out 3 or 4 times a year, and we go to Disneyland a couple times a year, and we go visit family in California and stuff. So we're on planes a lot, and sometimes I play this game at the airport where I'll be sitting there, and I'll look at a couple, and I'll try to figure out how long they've been married. You ever done this? And you can tell. You can tell people that have been married for like less than a year, or people that are like going on their honeymoon or something, right? Because they're all lovey-dovey and all over each other, you know, and kissy-kissy, huggy-huggy, and the woman is all dressed nice and has her hair done and makeup on and stuff, even though they're traveling, you know, and it's you can tell they're in love and everything's brand new and they're going on their honeymoon, or they've been married for a very short amount of time. And then you can look at some couples and they've been married like 15, 20 years, right? And the woman's like in a ball cap and a dirty old t-shirt, and kids are running around. They're just sitting there like this in the chair, not even looking at each other, you know. And you can tell that they've been married a while, and they, you know, the passion that they had at the beginning of that relationship may be dwindling a little bit, you know. And it's the same way in our relationship with God. When we first are saved, everything's brand new, and we're learning something new about God every day, and it's just exciting and vibrant, and you open up the Bible, and things are jumping off the page at you, right? And then sometimes, after a while, it's hard to even open the Bible sometimes, because it feels like it's just words on a page, you know? And it's hard. You start to feel like a little bit of distance between yourself and God sometimes. And it's possible, though, and I know we've all been there. I know I have. It is possible to get that fresh passion back in your relationship with God. That's what we were singing about today when we were singing Light the Fire Again. It's possible to take those embers that are still burning inside of you and reignite them into a flaming fireball of passion for God and for what he has for you in your life. And that's what I want to talk to you a little bit about today. It's easy, if you've been a Christian for a long time, to become complacent and to start to take things for granted sometimes and not see God's hand at work in every situation because you're not looking for it. But it's possible to get that back, to get that passion back. I think it's important to note, first off, that in our relationship with God, God doesn't change. We do. You know, imagine it as like a graph. I'm a computer guy, so I love graphs, right? And so you could see like two lines, right? There's God. This is kind of a straight line across the top. And then there's us. And our relationship with God kind of goes like this, right? God's not changing at all. He's a straight line. But we're kind of going like this, you know? And sometimes we're at a mountaintop experience and we're really close to where God is and it's just awesome and everything's just vibrant and new and special and you're hearing from God and it's great. And then sometimes you're kind of in a valley in your spiritual life. And it feels like you have some distance between yourself and God, and you're not hearing from him as clearly as you used to. And there could be sin that's in the way, could be some temptations you've fallen into, could be some misplaced priorities, could be just life. Sometimes life just kind of takes you down into one of those ruts in your spiritual experience. But it's important to realize that you don't have to stay there. And that spiritual valley in your life isn't going to last forever. And you can come right back out of that and get to another mountaintop experience. It's perfectly normal to have those kind of cycles in your life. There is nothing wrong with you if you've experienced that. In fact, if you've been on a spiritual high for your entire experience, either you are a new Christian or you're lying to me. Because it's gonna happen. You're gonna have spiritual ups and downs in your life. And it's perfectly normal. There's nothing wrong with you. So what I want to talk to you about today is reigniting that passion and getting out of that valley and back to that mountaintop experience, close to God. Reignite that passion. So what I want to talk to you about is some things that fresh passion for God gives us. First thing, you can write these on your outline if you like, if you have a pen. Fresh passion for God gives us a new perspective on our problems. If we get fresh passion for God, we can have a new perspective on our problems. It's easy to be distracted by the things going on in our lives. It's easy to focus on the things going on around us, our circumstances, especially when things aren't going so great in our lives. It's easy to start to focus on those things and get distracted from our relationship with God. It's like this week, you know, we had a lot of storms this week, right? It was a pretty crazy weather week, you know. On Tuesday night, I thought my house was going to blow over. It was crazy windy, but my house stood. If you want to turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 8, I want to talk to you a little bit about storms. Matthew 8, we're going to start in verse 23. It's also on the screen behind me. It says, then Jesus, he's going around, you know, preaching and healing people and all that stuff. And it says in verse 23, Jesus got into the boat and his disciples followed him. Without warning, a furious storm came up on the lake so that the waves swept over the boat, but Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, Lord, save us, we're going to drown. They're starting to panic, right? They see this storm and they know who's with them, but Jesus is down on the bottom of the boat taking a nap. He wasn't concerned, but the disciples, because they were focusing on the storm going on around them, they started to panic. Lord, save us, we're going to drown. And he replied, you of little faith, why are you so afraid? Then he got up and rebuked the wind and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, what kind of man is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. It's easy when things are going wrong in our lives and it feels like we're in the middle of a storm in our lives. It's easy to take our eyes off of the one who can calm the storm. He can calm the storm. He has that kind of power. But we get so focused on our perspective on things, the world around us, that we take our eyes off of Jesus. If we would just turn to him and not panic like the disciples did, but just turn to him and say, God, you can handle this. Take this problem. This one's yours. You can handle this one. This one's all yours. And when we can do that, when we can take our eyes off of our problems and put them on Jesus, then we know that the thing that we're going through, it's not the end of the world. We tend to blow things up in our minds and exaggerate them and make them a lot more important than they maybe really are in the grand scheme of things. It's not the end of the world. And when we have fresh passion in our lives, it's easier to keep our eyes on Jesus through those tough times. Things come along and we just turn them over to him. Because we're at the mountaintop. We're right there next to him. We can just hand it to him. If you're down in the valley, you're throwing it like trying to throw a baseball up in the air, you know. But if you're up at that mountaintop experience, you've got that fresh passion going on in your life, you can just hand it right up to him. Take this problem. It's yours. And it's easier when you have that fresh passion in your life. It's easier to have faith to know that he knows what he's doing. Even if you can't see the outcome of things, even if you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, you know that he's in control. And you know that he's not going to let anything happen to you. It's not for your ultimate good. Keep your eyes on him. If you're going through tough times and it's hard to keep your eyes off of your problems, maybe you need some of that fresh passion in your life to help you lift your eyes off your problems and lift them up to Jesus. Fresh passion. The other thing that fresh passion for God gives us is new priorities. When our eyes, when we're not at one of those mountaintop experiences, when we're down in a spiritual valley, it's easy to let our priorities get skewed, right? And for this, you could turn to Mark chapter 10 if you like. It's also going to be on the screen behind me. Starting in verse 17, Jesus again, traveling around, preaching and healing people. Jesus started on his way, and a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. So this man, this guy that we're going to talk about here, this guy wants to worship Jesus. He just comes down, he falls on his knees in front of Jesus. This guy has the heart. He wants to worship. Good teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Why do you call me good? Jesus answered. No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not give false testimony. Do not defraud. Honor your father and mother. Teacher, he declared, all these I have kept since I was a boy. Jesus looked at him and he loved him. And what I see here is kind of like, you know, if you have a teenager and he does something kind of dumb, you know, and you kind of look at him and you love the guy. You can't but love the guy, but he's an idiot, you know. So that's what I see Jesus doing. Jesus looked at him and loved him and said, you poor little idiot. One thing you lack, he said, go sell everything you have and give to the poor and you will have treasure in heaven. And then come, follow me. Jesus knew that there was something in the way. There was something blocking what God wanted to do in this man's life. And it says in verse 22, at this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words, but Jesus said again, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." Basically impossible, right, is what he's saying. A camel can't fit through the eye of a needle that you put the thread through. He's saying it's impossible for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Somebody who has their eyes focused on their wealth. The disciples were even more amazed and said to each other, "Who then can be saved? If this guy who's done everything right can't be saved, then who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With man, this is impossible. You can't work your way into heaven. But not with God. All things are possible with God." Right? Peter said to him, "We've left everything to follow you." "I tell you the truth," Jesus replied. "No one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me in the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age, homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields, and with them persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first." This young man, he was trying to get eternal life, but his priorities were messed up. He was focused on his wealth. He was following all the commandments. He was doing everything right. He loved God. We see that when he comes and he bows before Jesus. His heart was right, but his priorities were wrong. He had his eyes on the things around him. And if we have that fresh passion in our lives, in our spiritual life, then our priorities, it's easy to have our priorities in order. It's easy to know that God needs to be first in our lives, over everything, over our spouse, our family, our job, our money, our stuff. God needs to be first, number one. It also works the other way. If you have the wrong perspective on your problems, and if you have the wrong priorities in your life, then it can suck your passion. It can suck the passion right out of your life if you're focused on the things around you. It's a two-way street. Some of the priorities that can do that are money, like we saw with this guy in Mark, you know, your job, power, your time, how you spend your time. You know, if you're spending 10 hours a day in front of the TV and 10 minutes a day and, you know, reading the Bible, that's kind of unbalanced, I think, you know. Priorities. Kind of shows your priorities. Relationships can be a misplaced priority. If you're focused exclusively on your family, your spouse, your friends, instead of being focused on God. So if your priorities are messed up, it can suck the passion right out of you, right out of your life. It's idolatry. Putting anything before God in your life. So how do we get that fresh passion in our lives? How do we get back to that mountaintop experience where you're at the peak of that graph of your spiritual life? How do you get there? A couple of things. First of all, ask for it. Like we were singing, you know, light the fire again. God, light that fire inside of me for you. Just reignite that passion for you. I want to be on fire for you. Also, keep your eyes on Jesus. Whatever it is you're going through, don't be distracted by the problems going on around you. Keep your priorities in order. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Recognize who it is that can calm that storm in your life. Don't look at the storm. Look at God. Kind of along with that, also watch for God's hand at work in your life. Because if you're looking for it, you're going to see it. You're going to see God working. If you're looking for him, man, last couple days I've been driving down Oracle looking at these Catalina Mountains back here with the snow coming about halfway down the mountain. Man, it's beautiful. And I just prayed, God, that's awesome. That's your hand right there that painted that picture. That is amazing. And if you're focused on seeing God's hand in every situation in your life, and you know if you're on the verge of missing your rent payment and a check comes in the day before it's due, you can see that either as a coincidence or you can see that as God providing for your needs. You know? It's your choice how you want to see it. Look for God's hand at work in your life. Because he will work in your life. And he will reignite that passion for him. Bring you back to that mountaintop experience. But you got to ask for it. You got to watch for it. He wants to do amazing things in your life. You got to surrender to him. Keep your priorities in line. Keep the right perspective on your problems. He will do amazing things in and through you. Amen? Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for this church family that you've given all of us, Lord. There's some amazing people here in this room, and I just pray that you would bless each one of them, Lord, and continue that process of making every one of us more and more like you every day. Lord, I know that there's people in this room that are in a spiritual valley right now, and they can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, some of the things that they're going through, Lord. To ask you right now to reignite that passion in their lives. Take that ember that's still alive inside of them and just ignite it into a giant burning bonfire of passion for you. Set them on fire for you, Lord. With their heads bowed and their eyes closed, is there anyone here this morning who wants to pray specifically for that fresh passion in their lives? Yes, I see those hands. Great. Heavenly Father, for everybody who's raised their hand and everybody who hasn't raised their hand but knows that they need a fresh touch from you today, Lord, I pray that you would just let them feel your love. Let them feel your arms wrapped around them right now. Reignite that fire in every one of them, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In your precious name, amen.
We stand to our feet one more time.
know my heart, my deeds, I'm calling now. Light the fire again, I need your discipline. I'm calling out, light the fire again. Won't you light the fire again? I'm here to buy gold. I'm here to buy gold. Naked and poor, wretched and blind, I come, holy and wide. So I won't be ashamed, roll out the fire in it.
Let that be a declaration of your heart.
Roll out the fire again. Light the fire again. Roll out the fire again.
Do what you must, Lord, to light the fire here in our hearts, God. As we obey you, Lord Jesus, God, we ask that you would just reignite our hearts, Lord Jesus. That God, that Lord, that we would lay everything down before you. We would hand over our problems, God. And we would just let you light that fire inside of us, God. Let it burn so bright like a city on a hill, God. That, Lord, people could walk by without seeing your glory, without feeling your greatness, Lord Jesus. Let your presence fall upon us, God, like no other, Lord Jesus. God, we desire you, Lord Jesus. God, we desire you to come into our heart. We desire you, God, to just come and invest us. Lord, come fill us with your love, Lord Jesus. God, if there be anything inside of us, is there anything in our hearts that prevented us from being fully filled with your love, with your passion? Lord, would you show us what it is? Would you show us what the valley of our life is, Lord Jesus? That God, that we can climb to the top with you, God, to do your will, to obey you, to live for you alone and no one else, God. Would you light that fire again in us? If you're with me, church, say amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
You know light the fire again. Light the fire again. You know light the fire again. Oh, won't you light the fire again. You know light the fire.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Thank you, church family. You're dismissed.